How the Grinch Stole Gay Marriage, written by Mary Ann Horton and read by Blake Williams. Every gay down in Gayville liked gay marriage a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just east of Gayville, did not. The Grinch hated happy gays the whole marriage season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, his floor shimes were too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all was his heart and his brain were two sizes too small.
"And they're buying their tuxes,"
he snarled with a sneer.
"Tomorrow's the first gay wedding. It's practically here."
Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming.
"I must find some way to stop gay marriage from coming."
For tomorrow, he knew, all the gay girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their vows, and then, oh, the joys, oh, the joys. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every gay down in Gayville, the tall and the small, would stand close together, all happy and listening. They'd stand hand in hand, and the gays would start kissing.
"I must stop gay marriage from coming, but how?"
Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
"I know what to do."
The Grinch laughed in his throat. Then he went to his closet, grabbed his sheet and his hood, and he chuckled and clucked with a great Grinchy word.
"With this beard and this cross, I look just like our Lord. All I need is a scripture."
The Grinch looked around, but true scripture is scarce. There was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said,
"With no scriptures on marriage, I'll fake one instead. It's one man and one woman,"
the Grinch falsely said. Then he broke in the courthouse, a rather tight pinch. But if Giorgio could do it, then so could the Grinch. Little gay benefits were hung in a row.
"These bennies,"
he grinned,
"are the first things to go."
Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most uncanny. Around the whole room he took every benny. Healthcare for partners, doctors for kitties, tax rights, adoptions, pensions, and wills. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch, with a chill, stuffed all the bags, one by one, in his bill. Then he slunk to the kitchen and stole the wedding cake. He cleaned out the icebox and made it look straight. He took the gay bar keys. He took the gay flag. Why, that Grinch even took their last gay birdseed bag.
"And now,"
grinned the Grinch,
"I will pocket their rings."
And the Grinch grabbed the rings and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and off flew his hood. Little Lisa by Gay behind him sadly stood. The Grinch had been caught by Lisa by. She stared at the Grinch and said,
"My, oh my, why? Why are you taking our wedding rings? Why?"
But you know that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie. And he thought it up quick.
"Why, my sweet little tot,"
the fake shepherd sneered,
"the judges are evil, the other states weird. I'll fix the rings there and I'll bring them back here."
It was a quarter past dawn, all the gays still abed, all the gays still a snooze when he packed up and fled.
"Poo-poo to the gays,"
he was grinchishly humming.
"They're finding out no gay marriage is coming. Their mouths will hang open for a minute or two, then the gays down in Gayville will all cry. Boo-hoo.
He stared down at Gayville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every gay in Gayville, the tall and the small, was kissing without any bennies at all. He hadn't stopped marriage from coming. It came somehow or other. It came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could this be so? It came without lawyers, no papers to sort. It came without licenses, came without courts.
And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe marriage,
he thought,
doesn't come from the court. Maybe marriage, perhaps, comes from the heart. Maybe marriage comes from all the words the gays say. Words like husband, like wedding, and spouse who is gay.
And what happened then? Well, in Gayville, they say that the Grinch's small brain grew 3 sizes that day. And the gays had their weddings they promised for life. They swore to be faithful to wife and her wife. The husbands were happy to each other, they vowed, to be out and be honest, be gay and be proud. They told all their neighbors and friends of their spouse. They told of their marriage and sharing their house. They said, "We got married," they shouted it loud. Their marital status was married and proud. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. And he brought back the rings, cake, and gay birdseed bags. And he, himself, hung the gay rainbow flag. The Lord looked down at the proud and the tall and said, "These are my children, and I love them all." Happy holidays.